Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving your grocery cart in the parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Good morning. I'm Debbins in for Corey James, off on paternity leave. Here with Whitney Young.
Yeah.
Is it savage or sensible to break up with your significant other because their family is incredibly racist and they won't say anything about it?
Right. So they might not, your significant other might not be racist at all, but
right.
Their family is, and their family at gatherings makes inappropriate comments, racist comments, and your significant other is not willing to say anything, stand up, nothing.
Completely just silent.
Yep.
And this all branched off. We had a Team PXY True Confessions about 7 o'clock this morning where a woman called in and she said that on Easter Sunday, she went to her boyfriend of a year's. They've been together for a year and she's super in love. His family's house for Easter, and his family was just making some really crazy comments about Sri Lanka. And, you know, it was just
bad. Right. It was
Muslims
in particular.
And it was just... And she's conflicted, and, you know.
Because he's not racist, but again, he just sat there. He didn't say anything.
Right.
And this is just hands down, like, totally sensible. I would not be able to be with somebody who could just stand by idly while this was going on. Like, it would be hard enough to be with somebody who does stand up to their racist family, because you still have to deal with the racist family, but they're at least standing up to them. But if they're not even willing to say anything, and like, that would just be insufferable.
Well,
for
I think
me.
For first order of business, that you have to do is you have to talk to them.
Sure.
Because you have to find out, do they harbor the same racist tendencies? Mm-hmm. Because if you bring it up to them and they're like, big deal. Then it's like, wow, okay, it is a big deal and I'm done. So that's probably the first thing you should do. But I've had a similar situation, and, you know, and I've talked about this already a little bit, so I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here. But you almost need to come to an agreement sometimes with your family, because you're not, let's say you're the racist, or the person who has the racist family, right?
Yeah.
You probably still love your mom and your dad, regardless of how terrible their opinions are. You probably still love them. And you're probably also not going to change their opinion, because they're probably at this point where they're way gone past opinion changing age, unfortunately. So you almost need to come to an agreement where you just don't say anything. They keep their opinions to themselves. If they say something, you say, okay, I don't know if that was great, Pop, you know, like that kind of thing.
That doesn't work, though.
That works for me and my family.
It doesn't work for every family.
Not for my dad, but my dad's so not racist, but I do have some family members that have some terrible opinions, and we've come to that agreement. We just don't talk about it.
I have a relative who is now deceased, but when he was still living, it was a constant slew of just horrible racist ideas and beliefs. And no matter how much I would ask him not to talk that way, it continued. And it was just, you know, and I loved this person a lot, but it was not something that he would not respect my wishes to not talk about it. And so it's tough, because, you know, there are certainly situations in certain families where people are not willing to just like agree to disagree and not talk about it. Like, they continue to spout their ridiculous,
well, that does happen. That does happen beliefs. With certain family members of mine. They will say something and I will say, okay, I thought we talked about
not going to talk, and they're like,
okay, fine. And then they'll talk about it with the people who want to hear it, which is fine. But as long as I'm not there, you know?
Yeah. A lot of comments are coming in on this, on Facebook. Again, savage or sensible, breaking up with someone because their family is racist and they're not willing to stand up to them. Elizabeth on Facebook says, sensible, who in their right mind thinks this is savage? McKenna, sensible, why is this even a discussion? Melinda says, sensible, Why live uncomfortably at family functions? However, I would give them a chance to make it right first. Of course, right. Christy says, Savage, I'm sorry, apparently an unpopular opinion, but as long as your partner is not racist, you don't get to make anyone choose between their family and you. That's basically what this is doing.
It's a tough call.
It's not breaking up them. It's not breaking up their family, though. It's saying,
it could.
Ask them, it's expecting them to say, you know what, you're going to have your beliefs, but don't discuss that in our presence. That's what you're asking.
Sometimes that could be easier said than done. I think depending on how toxic, if your family isn't good at listening,
yeah,
then it could spiral into a huge falling out. And that's, I think some people might be afraid to do that. Because
I don't know. I guess,
Your parents, I mean, for most people, their parents sacrificed a lot for them and they do love their parents. And even if your parents are just really out of touch with their beliefs, it's conflicting.
Oh man, I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine because my parents are not like this.
Your parents are the sweetest people I've ever met.
They're also progressive and they're not they're not racist. So don't have to deal with
this. Let me ask you this. If you found out just that your significant other's family was racist and he was willing to say something, would you have any reservations about marrying into that family? Even if he's going to say something, would you have reservations because there's a lot of racism in that family?
It would still be hard because I would be thinking about my future children and that, A, I don't want to expose I don't want to be around it, and I don't want to expose my future kids to that. I don't want that in my life. I don't associate with people like that. Mm-hmm. And so that would be a very, very tough thing. And again, fortunately, my boyfriend's family is not like that. My family's not like that. But yeah, that would be really, I don't know.
Well, you can vote. We have the poll up at 98PXY Rochester on Twitter. And also you can call in at 222-9800. It's 98PXY.
Running a red left turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Hi, Team PXY. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Christina. On the way to Rochester from Ithaca.
Oh,
Christina. Okay. Do you say savage or sensible breaking up with someone because their family is racist and they're not willing to stand up to them?
Sensible as f***.
Okay.
All right. So I feel like you're kind of on the fence here.
Yeah, right. You seem really ambivalent.
Okay.
All right. Why do you say sensible?
Well, first of all, I would be the one standing up and saying something, so there would be no sitting back, no one saying anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would not end well, probably. So.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, sensible.
Someone would have to hold me back. Like, if this is my boyfriend's family and they're talking this way, again, not my boyfriend's family, not the way they are, but in theory, someone would have to hold me back.
Right. I almost think that would actually be a slight turnoff for me. Someone who wasn't willing to say something.
Yeah, right?
Right.
In
exactly.
A way.
And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, actually, I don't really care that much anymore. Bye.
Right, exactly. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's amazing. All right, so what do we have on the super scientific poll up at 98PXY Rochester on Twitter? What are people saying?
Well, let's take a look.
Is it savage or sensible?
Breaking up with someone because their family is racist and they're not willing to stand up to them, 84% of people, you probably saw this coming, say sensible.
This gives me hope.
It does, right?
If this was savage, I don't know what I would have done. I would have stopped dating completely. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.